Pope Benedict XVI today received the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, in private audience. Following their private meeting, the Pope and the Primate signed a common declaration recalling 4 decades of Catholic-Anglican dialogue and achievement. In the declaration, the Pope and the Archbishop express common belief that it is through Christ and the means of salvation found in Christ that healing and reconciliation are offered to us and to the world. Pope Benedict and Archbishop Williams also pledge themselves to more fervent prayer and a more dedicated endeavor to welcome and live by that truth into which the Spirit of the Lord wishes to lead his disciples. The Holy Father and the Primate of the Anglican Communion also exchanged remarks on the occasion. Archbishop Williams said his visit commemorates that of his predecessor Michael Ramsay to Pope Paul VI 40 years ago. The Archbishop also spoke of the gifts Pope Paul VI and John Paul II have given to the Archbishops of Canterbury as symbols of friendship.
As we meet on this occasion, we are also recalling and celebrating the visit 40 years ago of my predecessor, Archbishop Michael Ramsay, to Pope Paul VI, when this encounter between the leaders of the Anglican and Roman Catholic churches initiated a process of reconciliation and friendship which has continued to this day. The ring that I wear today is the episcopal ring which Pope Paul gave to Archbishop Michael. This cross, a gift from Pope John Paul II, symbolic of our shared commitment to work together for the full visible unity of the Christian family. If the good news of Jesus Christ is to be fully proclaimed to a needy world, then the reconciliation of all Christians in the truth and love of God is a vital element for our witness.
Pope Benedict XVI spoke of the visit 40 years ago as one filled with great promise as the Anglican Communion and the Catholic Church took steps toward initiating a dialogue about the questions to be addressed in the search for full, visible unity.
There is much in our relations over the past 40 years for which we must give thanks. The work of the Theological Dialogue Commission has been a source of encouragement as matters of doctrine which have separated us in the past have been addressed. The friendship and good relations which exist in many places between Anglicans and Catholics have helped to create a new context in which our shared witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ has been nourished and advanced.
Pope Benedict continued to say, in the present context, especially the secularized Western world, there are many negative influences and pressures which affect Christians and Christian communities.
Recent developments, especially concerning the ordained ministry and certain moral teachings, have affected not only international relations within the Anglican Communion, but also relations between the Anglican Communion and the Catholic Church. We believe that these matters, which are presently under discussion within the Anglican Communion, are of vital importance to the preaching of the gospel in its integrity, and that your current discussions will shape the future of our relations.
The Holy Father expressed his hope that the theological dialogue, which had registered no small degree of agreement on these and other important theological matters, will continue to be taken seriously in the Anglicans' process of discernment.
It is our fervent hope that the Anglican Communion will remain grounded in the Gospels and the Apostolic Tradition, which form our common patrimony and as a basis of our common aspiration to work for full visible unity.
Pope Benedict also expressed the urgency of continuing efforts toward unity.
The world needs our witness and the strength which comes from an undivided proclamation of the gospel. The immense sufferings of the human family and the forms of injustice that adversely affects the lives of so many, many people, constitute an urgent call for our shared witness and service. Precisely for this reason, and even amidst present difficulties, it is important that we continue our theological dialogue. I hope that your visit will assist in finding constructive ways forward in the current circumstances.
The Archbishop is in Rome until the 26th of November. Tomorrow, the Archbishop is scheduled to meet with the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. Archbishop Williams will also visit Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran tomorrow. In the evening, at the Church of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, Archbishop Williams will participate in a special ecumenical Vesper service. I'm Chris Altieri.